Start the new year out with a new look in your home. Win one of five $500 gift cards to Pier 1 Imports. Just visit KidNation.com and enter daily. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
New year, new slang words, new acronyms.
Right on, brother.
We all got to keep up.
Jive turkey.
No, see, that one's old. you don't keep up. You're out of the loop, Al.
You must be tripping already.
You're out of the loop. You're not on fleek. You know what I'm saying?
On what?
On fleek.
Fleek.
Yeah, I don't know, Al. I don't know. I had to ask.
This is where me and you, Kelly, start sounding real old, and Jenna and Jesse.
I did this for you guys.
Young.
That was my top 10 list.
They forget.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. These are the what do you call them? Acronyms.
Acronyms.
Texting acronyms.
Letters that stand for other things, like LOL, does not mean lots of love.
No.
It means laugh out loud. Laughing out loud, right?
And I feel so stupid when people send me this stuff, and I don't know, but I'm too proud to ask what that means.
Google. You
know? Yeah.
I've Googled acronyms. Sure. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know.
Yeah.
They make texting so much easier. Just instead of writing out on my way, just writing OMW. Saves you at least 5 seconds.
I think the one I use most is BTW.
By the way?
I think that's the one I use the most. I don't know why. I never LOL.
I use R.
No, I figure that's pretty obvious.
I use R and U instead of A-R-E-Y-O-U.
Yeah. I feel like dudes are not allowed to LOL. We get judged.
I never
if LOL. We LOL.
No, you can't LOL. And you sure can't LOL another dude.
It's not just ha-ha.
But sometimes, you know what? The text messages are so, what's the word? You can't understand what they mean unless you put a ha-ha or a LOL. Because you don't
even do ha-ha. Just do ha.
Yeah, yeah.
You get my intention?
Yeah.
All right, so Kelly, is this like a tattletale kind of thing?
It is a tattletale. Now, some of these are kind of obvious. Remember back in the day before texting, there were just like paging.
Yeah.
Remember, you'd usually send somebody your phone number and they would call you back. That's what paging was. Well, at the time,
you put 911 if you need to call you back like steeper.
Or you would put 143.
I love you.
Which means I love you. For our generation as parents and now for the kids, it still means the same thing. 143 means I love you. So that's pretty harmless. I is one letter, love is four, three is.
Now you just have the emojis. Three. You just do the heart.
Right.
Or the eyes, the heart with the eyes, or the kissy with the heart.
I thought the emoji would. Well, never mind.
Here's the other thing. You know, sometimes you think I love you is a little too much for younger people to be expressing. So, and parents know that one. So they've also changed it to 459.
Ooh.
That also means I love you because that's the phone digits for ILY.
Mm.
So if you look at the alphabet on your phone,
and
459
plus 5.
Is there one that translates into I love you like a fat kid love cake?
I don't have the cake part. ILU also means I love you. That's
the
obvious one. Here's the one we can't really explain, and maybe JC, Jenna, you might, because I know Al, you might surprise me.
Al said jive turkey earlier.
Why does 1174, 1174?
1174.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Why does that stand for invited to a wild party? You're invited to a wild party. 1174.
1174.
I know 420 means marijuana. I got that. Every parent should know 420 apparently is the time assigned by potheads to smoke. I don't know why it's 420, but it is.
If somebody's up on this, I mean like really up on this, give us a call. 800-KID-LIVE. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GIGA.
If you're really up on it.
We don't understand why 1174 means wild party. That's
a tough
one we're hung up
on. Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Now, this is where it gets a little bit more intense.
I thought it meant nude club.
Nude club?
Well, that's a wild party.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe it's that kind of club.
Hmm. A nude one?
And which kids are going to nude clubs?
That's the last thing I want to do when I was a teenager.
Well, you might be curious,
like in front of people?
Can't.
Oh, no.
But, you know, here's the thing is, you know, how these kids are sending naked pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
It gets kind of serious.
Yeah.
GNOC.
GNOC. All right. What does
that
mean?
If somebody is sending your kid GNOC, they're asking your child to get naked on camera. They're asking for a naked photo.
GNOC.
So keep that in mind. GNOC.
Let me write that down. All right. Hold on. GNOC.
GYPO is a little bit more.
Wait a minute. GYPO. Get your.
Get your.
Get your on point. Get your.
PO.
Oh, P.
Get your pants off.
Get your pants off. Oh.
So you can still wear your undies.
I don't think so.
Get your pants. GYPO. All right.
AMEZRU.
Hold on.
ZRU.
AME. American.
How about this?
all.
A-M.
A-M.
M. Easy.
Easy.
Are you?
I'm easy. Oh. Are you?
Mm-hmm. I am easy. Are you?
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, if you're asking, that could be for plans, though. You know, I don't have anything going on. I'm easy. Are you? Okay, no.
No, that's for somebody.
I-W-S-N.
I want. Oh.
Now. I want sex.
Whoa.
Wow.
They're very aggressive and demanding.
What was that one again?
I-W-S-N.
Yeah, I'm going to send that, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
what about I want snacks?
Could be. I would hope for.
Because I say that a lot. Like, I want snacks now.
KFY or a K number 4Y, K4Y. I mean, I've got a kiss for you. Kiss for you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
KOTL, kiss on the lips.
Hey, give us a time. Give us a little minute to guess.
Okay. KOTL.
Kiss on the lips. Are you going to let you guess?
Yeah.
Okay. NIFOC.
I bet it's no.
Usually, if it's an N, it's usually involving nudity.
Oh.
Naked in.
I.
F-O-C.
Naked in front of.
Car.
C.
Of.
That's like the cat.
Why'd you say that, Al? Naked in front of car?
You know that one, Al? You got a text saying N-I-F-O-C.
No, yeah, I just.
If you'd have known what it meant, you could have stopped that nonsense.
Naked
in front of computer.
Computer camera.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Naked in front of the computer.
Oh, are we you? We got
update.
Some clarification.
Yeah, we
Shelby.
Will.
Shelby.
Hold on 1 second, Al. You're jumping the gun on me.
All right, sorry, buddy.
We're getting Shelby all set
okay,
up.
Okay, we'll get her set up. How about R-U-H while we're getting her set up? R-U is the question.
Oh, are you
R-U-H?
Horny?
Yes, Al.
Are you horny? Okay.
And T-D-T-M. Think of Jason Derulo. Talk dirty to me.
Oh.
T-D-T-M doesn't really have the same.
Talk dirty to me. Yeah.
T-D-T-M.
Shelby, we were wondering what the code 1174 means.
I think it's police lingo. Like when the dispatcher does it, I think it's for a wild party.
There you go.
There's that country song, 3430, somebody called the popo. 3430 is the police lingo for crazy people.
Oh.
So 3430 is a crazy person running around, and 1174 is when they're getting called out to a party that's out of control. How about thank you?
No problem.
Thank you so much. Okay,
I know 187.
187, that's like murder, right?
Yeah, homicide. Mm.
And then 50, that's just police.
Why would you be texting that? All right, now not every you know, some of them you should know. Just
thanks, Shelby.
Even if you're not a cool parent and know all that, you should at least know the basics. BRB.
Be right back.
That's
right.
Yeah.
C-W-Y-L, you'll see that a lot.
No.
It's the same thing as T-T-Y-L.
Oh, talk to you later.
Talk to you later. So it's chat with you later. T-T-Y-L, talk to you later. I don't know why they have to have two, but they do. C-Y-T.
Cover your tail.
See you tomorrow.
Oh. C-Y-T.
I-M-H-O, you see that a lot of times when people are...
I'm a hoe. Alan
In my humble opinion...
I always thought it meant
I'm in my honest opinion, because I think people are, that's when they go off and be rude about something. I always thought it was in my honest opinion. They're saying it's in my humble opinion.
That sounds so hoity-toity. Yeah.
And I saw one that was P-I-R, parents in room.
Yes.
Well,
parents in room.
9 was the code.
Oh, that one,
Like 9-9.
Oh, I had a whole thing.
There's a lot of numbers.
We're doing texting acronyms right now.
Where is mine? Oh, I had a whole bunch of them. Crap. Oh, well, I'll have to find them later. No, I sent
them. Are they 86th?
Like parents, there's like one parents over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Parents in the room, parents looking, reading
out. They got the whole little language going, and we could be right there trying to keep an eye on them.
Yeah,
and they're like
now.
Texting. Oh, man.
Let's see, what else? LMK, let me know. ROTFL, that's a basic one, rolling on the floor, laughing. SOHF. That's what you do when somebody tries to tell a joke, and you say, that's a sense of humor failure. Well, I've never seen that
one. Sense of humor failure. These are very proper.
The emojis have alleviated a lot of this because, you know, instead of, you're laughing so hard you're crying, there's multiple little pictures.
And you can make art with emojis. Look at the one I sent my wife.
Good radio.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't say it.
My gosh.
I can't show
how
it.
Long?
CD9. That's short for code 9.
I sent this one to my wife. Al.
Around.
Okay.
Emoji art is the best way to go.
Oh boy.
Because you can get your message.
Wow. MOS mom over shoulder. POS parent over shoulder. PAL parents are listening. PAW parents are watching.
So, see, if your kids are using these, you need to text them INYRD.
Which is?
I'm not your real daddy.
Oh, wow. We'll have these up at kidnation.com if you want to study.
We've literally had one cast member's toe in another member's mouth. Men in lingerie, marriage proposals, and A-list celebrity guests in the studio. Check out the videos of some of our most memorable moments on our YouTube channel, Kid Nation TV. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.